I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A bill that just passed the state Senate would require presidential candidates to release tax records in order to be part of the state's election. Democratic Senator Tony Munoz sponsored the bill and says similar measures are being applied in 25 states.
This is just legislation that requires presidential and vice presidential candidates to file the five most recent years' tax returns with the Secretary of State before appearing on the primary general election ballot.
The measure now heads to the Illinois House, and Munoz hopes they will act on it in the next month. In other news, crime survivors joined Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox and Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul at the state capitol Thursday. Both officials say they'll use the power of their offices to expand trauma services, but they're asking for help from lawmakers. Dana Vollmer has more.
A 2017 law created two trauma centers for survivors of violent crimes, like sexual assault or gun violence. The centers in Peoria and Chicago provide therapy and other services for people suffering from depression and PTSD. But advocates say that's not enough to address the needs of survivors around the state. When Bertha Purnell's son, Maurice, was shot and killed in Chicago, she says she had a hard time coping.
One day, I even followed a car that I thought had my son's killer in that car. I can't tell you today why I did what I did, but with my background, I knew that I had become a danger to myself and to others.
She wants trauma services to be available for more survivors of violent crime and their families. I'm Dana Vollmer.
Reckless homicide charges have been filed against the driver of a commercial vehicle that struck and killed an Illinois state trooper. Craig W. Dittmar was allegedly driving the semi-trailer that slammed into trooper Brooke Jones Story on March 28th while she inspected another vehicle on Route 20 near Freeport. The 55-year-old Dittmar of Stockton was cited at the time for improper lane usage and violating Scott's Law, which mandates that all drivers slow down and move over for emergency vehicles. The Stevenson County State's Attorney's Office approved the additional charges of reckless homicide and operating a commercial motor vehicle while fatigued. Dittmar is being held in lieu of $250,000 bail in the Stevenson County Jail. It is not immediately known if he has legal representation. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Measles outbreaks across the country have prompted several Illinois health systems to pressure parents who haven't vaccinated their children to do so. One of those systems, Lurie Children's Hospital, is sending letters to families of its primary care patients 16 months old and older who haven't had their first dose of the vaccine, and the children 7 years old and older who haven't received a second dose. Department of Pediatrics Vice Chair Dr. Matthew Davis says Lurie decided to step up its efforts to reach unvaccinated children because the current spread of measles is a reminder that society depends on vaccination to keep serious and fatal diseases in check. The Heron Area Historical Society is set to present a free lecture from a Southern Illinois native and behavioral psychologist today. Kevin Boucher has more.
SIU alum Dr. Gary Jackson's new book is titled Surviving Mass Attack Victims, What to Do When the Unthinkable Happens. Think escape.
You walk in a place, okay, it takes me 10 seconds. Where are the exits? Where are the windows I could break if I had to?
But Jackson adds, don't let that possibility break your routine.
The probability of you being in a mass victim attack is extremely small.
The talk will be at the Heron City Library on Friday. Learn more on our website. I'm Kevin Boucher.
Federal authorities have a message for taxpayers as April 15th approaches. Tax fraud can land you in prison. Monday is the deadline for filing federal income tax returns. John Millheiser, the U.S. Attorney for Illinois' Central District, he says prosecutors work year-round to hold people accountable, especially those who cheat the system for personal gain. I'm Jennifer Fuller.